I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Government bombing shattered the peace accord in Sudan's Darfur region. Refugees are on the move in the north. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says it complicates aid transport. When asked how that turns to ministry, Kramer says,
"Be there." You could see that in the number of people which are depending on food aid, and that has crossed now the 3 million. And as such, the continuation of Christian organizations who identified them as such is for them this association of hope. The agencies which bring that hope is a very strong witness of the gospel.
Next, Bangladesh's interim president has declared a state of emergency over political unrest in Monday's canceled elections. That establishes martial law in the country, which according to Gospel for Asia, makes minority Christians vulnerable to harassment. GFA leaders urge prayer as nearly all forms of communication are monitored. The team currently broadcasts the gospel in three languages in Bangladesh and has 86 missionaries in two Bible colleges. And geographic isolation is a key obstacle in taking the gospel to tribal people, where possible teams and supplies are flown in. New Tribes Missions' Dave Zelenek says it's now time to replace the fleet. They're looking at buying 14 Kodiak aircraft, many of which were already paid for by the end of 2006. It's important because
when you're moving into a new area, a lot of the work and effort and money is setting up. This will help you set up faster, which means you will be starting to learn language and culture faster, which means the gospel will get to these people that don't have it yet faster.
Go to our website if you'd like to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power is available when you call us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get it at our new website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.